Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, am I speaking with Alicia?
Yeah, yes, I
Alicia,
am.
sorry, I didn't want to pronounce the name incorrectly. Okay, so I have on the line the service coordinator for the member that I tagged you in, William. She wants to know if Beth is returning to work. Is she going to resume with the member? Because the member stated that she hadn't had service since December 17th. So she wants to clarify that she can resume the services. She'll have the aid resume.
Yeah, she sent me a text message that she showed it up today at the patient's house, and do all the tasks, but she didn't let me know clearly if she was continuing or not.
But she went to work today?
She worked today, yes.
Okay. Are you on the line still? I'm sorry.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you can go ahead and resume the authorization once you confirm with the member?
Okay.
Okay, I will do that. Now, Alicia, my concern is that Miss Williams, she doesn't have reliable backup support. So
yeah.
She relies heavily on the agency. And Beth, I did speak to Beth. She told me if she was to come back to work, most likely she would not be able to do all the hours because she just had surgery. Do you have another aide that can split these hours, or if Beth cannot work, like a backup aide?
Well, in that case, in our protocol is that we ask to the patient, but in this case, I think Mary Beth called me today, and she told me that she went to the patient's house. She was like, she had surgery 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to confirm with her if she will be back with us, not all hours or so what. Also, she just left me a message that she showered her, make breakfast, clean up, fluid situations, and she leave her food what she can manage of her own. So I'm going to call her and confirm. I'm going to let know the staffing team to look for someone that can help her with another hours. Also, something that mentioned the caregiver is that she's very difficult with the people. Like, she only wants her. So it's kind of difficult situation.
Okay.
Also, she refuses pass from the agency? Sorry, Shauna.
No, that's okay.
Yes, like they try to put someone else, but she was complaining. But I can ask to the team to see what they can do, like if we can send someone else.
Yeah, the best thing to do is confirm with that aide. So call the aide and ask her, say, hey, the member needs full-time care. If you're unable to do that, we have to find a secondary aide. Just confirm with her if she can resume doing full-time care with the member. If not, then, of course, move on to try to find a secondary aide for this member so she has no lapse in services so that we can avoid an interruption.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to communicate with her.
Okay, great. And I will update the authorization. Unfortunately, I cannot backdate it, so it will be for tomorrow, the 30th.
Okay.
No problem.
Can the aide work today?
She worked today.
Well, the problem with this is that I spoke to Ms. Judith on Friday, and she agreed. So we do like an electronic message.
Mm-hmm.
So another agency has that.
Oh, no.
Even though they didn't work, but UPMC doesn't let us backdate stuff due to billing issues. But
yes,
what I'll do is
that's
going to
be a billing issue on our end. And I deal with the billing issues. So it's going to be, because we're going to, if the aid worked, we have to pay.
But technically, I spoke to Beth, and Beth told me she quit on the 17th. So she just showed up and didn't tell anyone, which is fine, but it's kind of confusing.
Yeah. It's confusing.
She didn't tell nobody that she was working today.
Wait, hold
on. Which
is
not very reliable. You
know
what I mean?
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me check something here. Oh, I'm in the wrong insurance. 1 second.
But I can ask my supervisor. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because normally how it works, if the agency that the auth was provided to did not bill, technically the auth can be changed over to the agency that actually provided the services. So, yeah, definitely ask and let us know what happens there. Because let me just check one more thing. I want to see when it was updated in our system for Ms. Beth. 1 second. Not Ms. Beth, sorry. Remember, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
still here. Give me 1 second. Oh my God, I can't even see my calendar because they updated these things weirdly. Thursday. Okay, I see. Okay, so you guys changed the authorization on Wednesday. So because we were out of the office, we weren't alerted till today that there was a change. Because I would have stopped it and I would have notified the coordinator and she would have notified the aide not to work. But because we were out of, everyone was out of the office, we saw it today and that's how I was able to follow up with you. Yeah, so if you can ask your manager and then let me know kindly.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll follow up with the aide just to get everything back on track.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
you. I'm going to communicate with her and I'll let you guys know, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.